Hello, this is Kenneth Parks here on the Killing of Kenneth Parks podcast on this beautiful Sunday. I want to talk about Jamarant and I just hate that people are just getting on him right now. Like, he's a young kid. Like, sure, I don't do anything like approve of the Instagram video flashing the gun, but you know what I'm saying? He probably going through stuff. Like, I'm going through something right now. Like, it's, and thank you to Jalen Rose, who stood up for John Moran, talking about how he was a young kid coming up in Michigan as the Fab Five, did him all the fame. You know, it's hard for some people as a young person. Like, and so many of our black brothers, like Stephen A. Smith, always want to talk about the right way of doing things and making the white people happy. And like he said, like, you know, he likes to make white people money, you know, I don't want to trash Stephen A. Smith because, like, I don't want to come off as a person that, try to drag people all the time. But I will say this, like, I think that Stephen A. needs to learn that it's on people, man. We can't stand it when he just say stuff out of pocket. Mm-hmm. You know? About our young brothers. You know, he Ja Morant is just probably maybe going to something. And this was like last year they investigated it. Now the video was like 2 days ago or Friday or something like that. But all this other stuff, like the gun, like it was, now the NBA sat him down for 2 games. Like, it's crazy. So that's on the sports tip. You know, shout out to Ja Morant. Hopefully get some help. Now let's get to this YouTube shit. Ever since I last been on March 25th, it's the 5th today, I've seen a lot of brothers on YouTube getting into it with each other. Of course, Charleston, right? He always saying some dumb stuff. And shout out to Math Hoffa. I love his platform. Came from the freestyle battle space, ERL space. It's been one of the top podcasters. It's, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to him. And, you know, just Charleston White dude was talking about how he would like to see Mav's kids get molested. Like, what the fuck going on? Like, we not tired of giving this dude any attention yet? Are we still giving this dude attention? Are we still giving it? Like, come on, man. Why are black people so entertained by stupid stuff? Why? I don't do... Listen, man, I could have been famous a long, long time ago if I just came up here, came on YouTube or a podcast, and the podcast game just make enough stuff about people. Oh, that's just an ad. What? My mom raised me too good to be just be doing stuff just for an ad. Ain't nothing fake about me. You go get what you get and what you see. It's real. I see Hassan Campbell and Doggy Diamonds going at it. Like, Hassan Campbell talking about he would knock out Doggy Diamonds and do something sexual to him. Like, that's... And this is a dude that claims that he was molested by a hip-hop pioneer in African Bambaataa. Like, what are you doing, huh, son? Like, you too. It's funny that you and Charles and White are beefing with each other. You do the same thing. I watch the platform, and I have commented on it a couple of times. Like, I did. But all this beefing with rappers, like, I remember in last year. Was it last year or 2021? I think it was like towards the very end of 2021, or maybe August of 2021. I don't remember. I remember you going at it with Styles P. That was weird. Then, you know, Styles P had to respond. You know what? It was, it was late summer 2021. It was right before the Versus with Dipset. It was right before the Versus with Dipset. You went after Styles P. And then he had to respond to you. It's like, it's funny that you and Charleston White are against each other. And shout out to you for standing up for math. But all this other stuff, man, like, what are you doing, man? Can't be beefing, man. Doggy Diamonds helped you. I remember that. That thing comes up in my YouTube. That video does come up on my YouTube recommendations. When you first exposed African Bambaataa, it was on Doggy Diamonds' platform. And now you beefing with him? Wow. It's like, come on, man. I'm gonna do something that I usually don't do. Cause I don't wanna seem like I'm begging. But, you know. When you grow your fan base, you do want to people to donate to you. If you can, send your boy some money via Cash App. You know, I had something happen to me the other day, getting scammed and all that stuff. So, you know, it's, watch out for the scamming stuff, man. It's, people love to scam out here. They tell you that you're going to win a prize. I never fall for it. And then, I did fall for it the other day. And, you know, I got to wait until next week to get my money back. It's crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. All right. What else is there to speak about? John Morant.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Chokeman Joke. He talked about this too, right? We as black people, all black YouTubers got to stop beefing with each other. Unhealthy. Oh. And down south people, man. Charleston, right? I don't even want to give them no fuel, but stop dissing New York. Like, I'm not even from New York, but this anti, is this the 90s again, when I was a kid or something? Where down south had some resentment towards New York? And that was just in the music part of it. Wow. Yeah, so. I don't know. Alright. Talk to you guys later. Make sure you catch up me. At. Mr. Parts 513. That's Mr. Parts. I want you there to tell me. Talk to you guys later.